Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. Especially that line of gathering versus scattering is extremely important for us to reflect on. I believe that something that's happening more and more within the church is that the evil one is trying to get people to pick sides, to become divided, and to scatter rather than gather. This is something that is very important for us. It is true that not always do people always hear God perfectly or follow God perfectly. But if one person does not hear God perfectly, and then another person chooses not to hear God, how is that gathering? All that does is produce more scattering. This is something, again, that is so important for us to remind ourselves of. And Jesus makes very clear in this gospel, the evil one is smart enough, and the evil spirits are smart enough, and the people who have chosen to follow evil rather than God are smart enough. They don't fight each other. And yet, I see so often how Christians seem to do a very good job about that. The irony is, oftentimes, those who are seeking to follow the evil one rather than God are better at not fighting each other than we Christians are at times. So especially whenever I hear this gospel passage, it's one that especially convicts me, and I feel is one that especially where God convicts us as well, that we need to do a better job of trying to work together, of understanding what is God's will, even when someone themselves might not be perhaps following God's will. What is God's will for us? What is God asking of us? And how can we choose to gather for God rather than scattering for the evil one?